At the Cattle Industry Summer Conference in Denver, we have the opportunity to visit with Kathy Simmons, who is the chief veterinarian for the National Cattlemen's Beef Association. And Kathy, I understand you're fairly new to the organization.
Yes, Ken. I started with NCBA on the 7th of May and have eagerly worked on a variety of issues since I've been with NCBA.
And come from a cattle background?
Yes, I do. I come from a cattle background. My father is 87 years old, and he's currently still on the farm raising Black Angus cattle in a cow-calf operation in central West Virginia.
So let's talk about some of the issues that are facing the cattle industry right now from this standpoint. And we were talking about your recent participation in the CODACS conference. Tell us about that.
The CODACS Commission, or the CODACS Conference, is an organization that is run through the World Health Organization and the Food Agricultural Organization, and sits out there as an international food safety standard-setting body that works closely with the World Trade Organization, and the WTO, which is the World Trade Organization, uses their standards to set trade agreements and such. So it's very important to have CODACS backing on issues for residues, especially in meats and that type of thing, because those can be trade barriers for some countries. And recently in CODACS, we did have some votes on some issues of that type, and I think CODACS helps to facilitate science-based decision-making, and for many of the countries who don't have the ability to do risk assessments, as we do in the United States for our food safety, CODACS is there as a beacon for them to direct their food safety programs.
Okay, and so the issue with ractopamine was resolved at this last conference?
Yes, it was. Ractopamine is a veterinary growth promotant, and it had been through the CODACS standard-setting system where it was up for adoption of a maximum residue limit in meat products, and predominantly pork and beef are the issues with this product. And we did get adoption of standards for maximum residues for ractopamine, and that will help to reduce trade barriers in some of these countries where there were concerns about the product.
Let's talk about antibiotics and the FDA, and just give us an update on where we're at there.
Well, the antibiotic issue, I think, has been with us for some time, and the FDA has worked through proposed rules and guidance documents, and now I think where we stand with that is we have final rules in place for the judicious use of antibiotics that are guidance documents that do have voluntary guidance, and I think that's the way we want the industry to have this problem, if you might say it, or I would say rather this issue move forward. We'd like to move forward with voluntary guidance rather than bans on antibiotic use. We'd like to strengthen the veterinary client-patient relationship in making antibiotic decisions. I think the concern for everyone is the issue of antibiotic resistance. It's a very complex issue and doesn't rest alone in animal agriculture, but there are concerns in that area that bring our usage practices to light for, you know, regulatory activity.
So the pressure on FDA from Congress and these various consumer groups is going to continue to impose stricter regulations and possibly bans in some cases?
Well, we're hoping that we can work through judicious use and that we can still have tools in our toolbox as far as antibiotic use for our producers, and I think that's the direction they're moving in. I think the issue of antibiotic resistance is not an issue that's going to go away. And I think that as we measure how the successfulness of this judicious use has progressed and how it has affected antibiotic resistance, it will dictate what directions we move forward.